Yeah, as I sit here with a cat in my lap.
And going nowhere.
Not going anywhere for a little bit.
We're just going to hang out.
You're just going to hang out and, you know, talk that shit along the way. In case you sometimes walk it back on episode 226 of the AOA Gaming Podcast.
That's what we do.
I can't really clap right now because I got a cat in my lap. There you go. Now, from where I do things, I just gave you the spiel just backwards. Today I have Stone.
And special contributor Tater.
Yeah, that Tater's here too.
Yeah, yeah.
He might meow.
FD Tater.
FD Tater.
Felix Domesticus.
Man, oh man. So how you doing so far?
Doing good.
You been playing anything good recently? You just said Kingdom Come Deliverance.
Yeah, well, so Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 was announced this past week by Warhorse Studios. They dropped the trailer with a bunch of information and everything. And at the very end, they said they don't have a release date yet, but it's going to come out sometime this year.
Oh, so they announced 2 Kingdom Come.
Yeah, they announced the sequel, Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, which is a direct follow up to the first game. And you'll play as Henry again, who is the main character of the first game. So it's very much a direct sequel
to
the first
cool.
game. So I'm excited for it. I think it'll be good. Because, I mean, even just what they did between the launch of Kingdom Come Deliverance, the first game, and the where it ended up with all the DLC packages and the updates that they did and everything, like, the game is very different.
From like when it first came out?
Yeah,
when the game first came out, it wasn't too great at all.
Well, it was a good game, but it was mired with technical issues, basically. Because it was their first game, you know, so they were still figuring a lot of things out. It ran fine, but there were some hiccups here and there and some issues, some graphical stuff. Some stuff that they didn't execute on as they wanted, you know. And they said in the trailer for the sequel game that Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 is the game that they wanted to make the entire time.
Really?
Yeah, so like, I mean, they wanted to tell the story of the first game and everything, but like this, like all the technical stuff that they had learned and built upon that goes into Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 is, that's like their vision for the game the first time around, right?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have time and the expertise to do it at the time.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Especially because when they first started Kingdom Come Deliverance, they were a team of 11.
Oh, shit.
And now Warhorse Studios is 250 people strong. Yeah.
That's wild to me.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So, it's definitely a cool game. I highly recommend it. It's actually on sale right now on Steam for $8 US for the base game of Kingdom Come Deliverance and all the DLC packages. That's sales effective until April 25th.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when does... I'm guessing Fallout's still on sale too? I'm guessing.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, with everything. Like, there's a lot of good games on sale right now. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, I own it on every platform.
You own it on every platform.
Well, I bought it for PC originally, and then I bought the, like, collector's edition for the PlayStation when it was on sale one time. And then, of course, I have Game Pass, so I have it on Xbox, too. So
you just have it everywhere.
And I'm just waiting until the 25th, and I'll probably kick up my Fallout saves again and start crawling out through the Fallout.
Yeah. Vault-Tec coming to you.
Vault-Tec coming to you, man. Oh, my God. The series is so good, though. Like, it's so good. The last episode hit just right, like, oh.
I'm not there yet. I got two episodes left, but it's good.
There's a scene right in the middle of the episode, and I'm just like, yes, that. And it's so good.
I want a Vault-Tec jumpsuit, but they're pretty much sold out right now.
Yeah. I've got a Pip-Boy.
You got a Pip-Boy?
Yeah. I bought the collector's edition of Fallout 4, so I've got a Pip-Boy from that.
Pip-Boys, those are awesome. But no, I haven't really been playing anything. I mean, I've been playing Xenoblade Chronicles 3, but like
right
here and there. But it's been kind of a wild week for me, and yeah. By the way, I thought that envelope, it wasn't what I was looking for.
Womp.
Because like you said, it looks like you got the envelope. I'm like, hell yeah, I wonder if it was my tickets. It wasn't my tickets.
It was not my tickets.
They got until tomorrow.
Like, end of day tomorrow? So, like, you'd be harassing them on Tuesday?
They said overnight, bro, so.
Yeah, but, well, when did they ship it out, though?
Friday.
Okay, so mail doesn't run on Sundays.
Tomorrow.
So it should come here sometime tomorrow, I would think, if they're overnighting it, right?
Yeah.
So.
If not, then it should be here Tuesday. That's the latest.
I don't think it'd show up tomorrow with the mail run, so.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
Hey, overnight's 2 days, so Saturday, Sunday. So, Monday, yeah. Because mail doesn't run. Oh, anyways. With that being said, Ayudin Chronicles got its review out. It got a 7 out of 10 on IGN. This was that Kickstarter game that we've been seeing here and there.
It looks neat. Not really my style, I don't think, but it looks neat.
For you JRPG fans or RPG fans out there.
So what's the game about?
That is a good question. I don't know. I've never played it. I just know this is one of those the Kickstarter games. Hundreds of classic rags to riches tale only about an entire army. it's about a team. I know people are going crazy. I like the art style of it.
Yeah, I mean it looks cool. I didn't know if it was on like on your radar, if you've been like looking into it and wanting to play it or.
I have seen this game. It reminds me of Octopath Traveler sometimes.
Yeah.
But I knew it was the Kickstarter game because the game that came out like 2 years ago was like a taste, but it wasn't this game.
Mm-hmm.
But like I knew it was kind of like in the same vein of like a Final Fantasy type game. And I don't know. Yeah. But I'm looking at this game would look beautiful on the Switch.
Yeah, so it looks like the game isn't out right now, but it comes out on April 23rd, so that'd be Tuesday.
Comes out Tuesday.
Yeah, so it'll be coming out right around the time this podcast goes up, more or less.
Yeah, more or less. Did it say what consoles it's on? Because they reviewed it on Xbox Series X, which I don't know that. I think with our JRPGs like this, it should be.
Looks like it's PC, Switch, Xbox. PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5 probably as well.
Yeah, I would definitely play that on PS. I would definitely either play it on PC or Switch, just because. Just because it looks like a fun game to play on those consoles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. You see these Starfield updates, supposedly?
No, I haven't seen any Starfield updates because they haven't actually showed anything.
Uh-huh. They're coming soon, though, Stone.
Oh, okay. So we're announcing announcements again. Got it. Cool. that seems to be kind of the theme of this week is they're announcing announcements.
I mean, I didn't put it on here, but the Nintendo Indies were this week. I don't know if there was any indie games that you were interested in. You could look up really fast.
Yeah, I didn't really keep up with any of the indie games. I mean, the closest thing would have been, like, Hades 2.
Also, they're making a TNT roguelike game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's up your alley.
I do like roguelikes.
But, like, a Ninja Turtles game, like, though? It seemed,
Build your own turtle, man. I don't know.
Huh?
Build your own turtle.
No, you just use the turtles. I think you just picked the... Yeah, I mean, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. Not sure. But yeah, so Todd Howard said that they're going to get some really good updates for Starfield soon. Didn't share any other details for it. And said that the primary developmental focus right now is currently on Elder Scrolls 6. Though some updates for Fallout 76 will continue. And any specific details on Fallout 5 are basically they're avoiding that right now. I said they're doing a lot of work on Starfield, so they have some really good updates that are going to be announced soon for that game. So soon TM.
Mm-hmm, soon to come out.
Hopefully that game will be fun to play after they do whatever update they're doing for it. I assume whatever updates they're talking about is going to be the Shattered Space DLC that mm-hmm. they talked about.
Oh, yeah.
For it. But we'll see how it goes. Yeah, that, I don't know. The problem with Starfield, like, it's just empty, you know? And, like, not in a good way. Like, it's just this vast space that didn't really have anything in it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a bunch of, like, shit you don't give anything, you don't care about.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's why the modders aren't supporting it right now either. Like, you know, Bethesda games have a huge modding scene, right? Like, that has breathed, like, new life into Skyrim and Fallout 3, Fallout 4.
New Vegas.
You know, all of them, you know, the modders for Bethesda games are, you know, very passionate and very creative. And they've done a lot with it, like with a Fallout London update that they were working on. But it's, you know, the modders that, you know, normally adopt these Bethesda games and do these incredible mod packages for them have just stopped working on Starfield because they said, quote, it's boring.
Mm.
Yeah. So, like, some of the biggest modders in the community are just like, the game's just boring and I don't want to mod it.
Yeah.
You know? It's, damn. Well, and that's kind of a saying too, right? It's like, if you play a game, if you don't like a game without mods, then you don't actually like the game. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like some people say that I can only play Skyrim modded or whatever the fuck. It's like, well, then you don't like Skyrim because you can only play it modded. If you can't play the game without mods and enjoy it to any degree, then you don't actually like the game.
That's correct.
You know? It's fine to mod games. I think you should. I think you should customize your experience and do whatever the fuck you want to with it, right? Especially in a single-player offline setting. You know, enjoy the game and then enjoy putting mods and breathing new life into the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, if you don't enjoy the game to begin with, then why are we making mods for it, right?
You're not wrong. I would not want that to happen. Man, oh man. Yeah, but Fallout games are like, yeah, seem to like triple mm-hmm. and sell. I saw that one.
Yeah, like have you decided time. Which Fallout game you want to try to play?
It's probably going to be 4.
Four is good. 4 is really good. It's, you know, it's getting the next gen update too. It's a really solid game. It's definitely more of like an action adventure game than like a like true like RPG. You know, like it's got really decent first person shooter controls too, like. It's not a bad FPS, you know. I've played better, but I've definitely played worse.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, the first-person shooter controls, they work really well. And it's nice, too, because Fallout 4, it kind of stepped away a little bit from the OG Fallout formula. Because you know, Fallout is, like, a hardcore RPG and, like, the shooting mechanics weren't all that great in Fallout 3, which is the first Bethesda Fallout game. And you really had to rely on your VAT system a lot. Like, you had to use it in every combat. And I find myself a lot of times in Fallout 4, like, just ignoring VATs because you don't need it.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, you can totally play the game without using it at all. It helps, don't get me wrong, and it's nice for a lot of things. Like, you know, it's a tool to use, right? But it's not the entire combat system. You know,
do they have that system in freaking Starfield?
VATS? No.
Like no form of it whatsoever?
No, not that I remember. I haven't played it in a while. Honestly, like I played it for like I probably put like 20 hours into it, like the week it launched, and then I just kind of got bored of it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't picked it back up.
Oh gosh!
I don't know. I've got time now, so maybe I'll
pick it back you got up. Time now. You might play it. You don't know.
Yeah,
that's great. I think I'll be playing that. Okay. So there was an indie. I think everyone's excited about SteamWorld 2, something like that. SteamWorld Heist 2. I don't know if you ever heard of that one.
No. Mm-mm. What's it about?
it was pretty much like a steamroll game. It looked like it. I meant to play the first one to see what it's about. Another game that's coming out is Europa. That one kind of gives me Studio Ghibli films.
Oh, yeah, no, I had seen some bit about Europa.
But, like, delayed again. A demo will head to the Switch eShop today, though. It's got delayed. Should be here into 2024. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing is, though, what came of this. A Team of Two Splinter Fate is a timed exclusive coming this July. Better Pizza Playing Turtles are back in a new four-player multiplayer game. This co-op action this game, of course, leaves on Apple devices, and it's now coming to actual games. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So, the biggest news that came out that was a kind of huge disappointment for everybody is that Hollow Knight Silksong got raided in Australia and Korea. So, and then the next day, Nintendo announced that, that same day, Nintendo announced that that Nintendo Indie was coming. And so, oh shit, Hollow Knight Silksong is about to get a release date and everything. And it didn't happen. It's like, damn, bro, like, that's kind of bad timing, you know? So, the game gets rated in its spots, which gives you signals that the game might be coming out sooner with a release date. And the time to be showing it would be like at the Nintendo Indie. I'm like, alright, I guess not. They're not going to be the one to show it. It would probably be Xbox. Because they were the one that showed off the Game Pass thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Nintendo just confirmed that there won't be a Gamescom this summer either.
Yeah, there will not be a Gamescom this summer either. So it's like they are hunkering down just to make sure that they're good to go with their Switch 2 or whatever new device that is that they come out with, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I guess they're going to host their own event or do something. Because they did say something along the lines of... So the direct quote from the Nintendo UK spokesperson said, "After careful consideration from all perspectives, we've made the decision not to be present at Gamescom 2024. Players will have the opportunity to try out Nintendo Switch games at other events throughout the year," whatever that means.
Other events will be, I mean, open game night. I mean, that's the only other tentpole I know that he'll be able to be at because we don't have an E3.
Yeah, unless they're doing something, on their own or some event that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to wait and see, I guess.
I guess we'll see, because I'm kind of curious now. Like, what other big events are there throughout the year?
Mm-hmm.
Open Night Live?
Yeah, and, you know, it looks like the PS5 Pro is actually a thing now.
Well, how do you feel about that? Because it's probably supposed to be leaps and bounds of generations.
I don't know. I mean, I don't feel like people are hyped about this, like from what the chatter I've seen online and everything. I think I talked about this a bit in the last episode too. When the PS4 Pro came out, you know, that supported a new hardware technology in 4K TVs, right? Mm-hmm. Because the PlayStation 4 was only a 1080p console. It couldn't do 4K. So PS4 Pro pushed that boundary and was like, okay, now we have these, you know, this 4K TV adoption. So we're going to support that, right? Because they were starting to be more ubiquitous.
Mm-hmm.
And support like HDR formats and stuff like that. Because like I've said before, resolution at the distance where you're like viewing it from your TV to your couch past 4K doesn't really make a lot of sense too terribly much.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be like other tangential technologies that like push that boundary forward, I think. Mm-hmm. Increased color gamuts and sharpness and contrast ratios and that sort of thing. But with the PS5 Pro, they don't really have that same, like, technology leap, I guess, or that same support that they're trying to reach. Now, they have said that they're doing something that's like a proprietary Sony version of, like, ray tracing, basically. So maybe that sort of technology will be the selling point for it.
Yeah.
But I think it kind of remains to be seen a little bit from my perspective anyway. According to like leaked technical documents, the GPU is supposed to be far more powerful, up to 3 times faster for certain tasks, according to the specification sheets here.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has 45% more rendering performance over the standard PS5, which is a pretty big fucking leap.
Yeah. Told you what 4 years can give me.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's you know, just a new chipset that they're putting in here that'll just allow it to do even more, you know, have access to even more processing power to render games at higher resolution, render them faster, more frames per second, and, you know, support new emergent technologies like ray tracing, for instance, better. Because that's kind of the thing. It's like the PS5 and the Xbox Series X, they both support ray tracing to a degree, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think we've seen a lot of games come out recently that have been locked at 4K 30, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have made a fuss about that. So maybe this move is to try to get it to where games will offer the option of doing like a 4K 60 or something.
Okay. I think Jacob has said, like, I just want a normal 1080 60 frame and call it a day.
Yeah. And that's what I have in my gaming PC too, because my monitors are only 1080p anyway. Mm-hmm. So like I've got a pretty beefy graphics card in there now because I did a swap out.
Did you? Okay, cool.
Yeah. I bought a 4060 Ti with 12 gigabytes of RAM, VRAM. But yeah, so I was like, okay, well, you know, this card, it can do like 1440p, you know, like 30 FPS probably fine. And I mean, I guess technically it could probably render 4K, but it probably wouldn't be very great. But for 1080p gaming, 60 FPS, like, I mean, it'll render modern games pretty well like that, you know? Like, I've been playing Kingdom Come Deliverance on Ultra, you know? I got all, like, the HD texture packs and all this and that and the bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
I'm doing it all, Perry.
You gonna do that with Fallout 2?
Fuck yeah.
I know you are.
Fuck yeah.
Like, why did I even ask that question? Cool. So, like I said, I saw this one just like, huh, we're gonna pro. And I kind of looked at it as the specs. I'm like, oh, that's cool, but it doesn't really look that big of a difference, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I'm just gonna stay away from it. Mm-mm-mm. Let's see, what's this? Keanu Reeves is going to be playing Shadow.
Yeah.
And Shadow the Hedgehog. Isn't the Knuckles show coming out soon?
I would think so, but I don't know what the date is on that.
I think it's in April. That's the Knuckles show series. April 26th.
There you go.
And so, and it's just in a couple days. Next week, actually. So,
I can't. That's this coming week, right?
Yeah,
that's
this coming
Thursday.
Yeah. No, it'll be Friday.
The 25th. 26th, that's right.
Yeah, 26th. Oh, it looks like all episodes streaming too on Paramount.
Ugh. That's what we'd like to see.
Yeah. What, all episodes? Instead of this weekly bullshit? I was really surprised when Fallout did they dropped everything at once. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, huh?
I didn't have time to binge it or anything, so I was just kind of piecing it out myself, but... Yeah, I was really surprised that they just dropped it all at once.
I'm like, this is from Amazon. You guys normally, like, make people wait weekly.
Mm-hmm.
But not this time. But it's cool that Keanu Reeves is going to be in the Sonic project. And they're saying, Idris Elba is saying that Sonic 3 is going to be for the big Sonic fans. I'm like, oh, that's going to be cool. Because, like, I like the Sonic movies. They do really well. Hazelight Games is announcing new stuff later this year. This is the same studio that made It Takes Two.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I wonder what other Game of the Year material they can come up with next.
Yeah. Well, I'll say, like, A Way Out was a great game. I really enjoyed it. We still need to play It Takes Two.
It Takes Two, yeah.
But by all accounts, it's a really good game as well. So I'm excited to see what's next for the studio.
Because, yeah, like, well,
I wonder if it'll be another, like, co-op-focused game as well. Because that seems to kind of be their shtick, you know?
With Oh Boy is a part of their team.
Mm-hmm.
If you see that, sorry, what are you doing? Man, it's been a long weekend. Went airsofting. First time ever.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
It's a good time.
Have you been before?
I've been paintballing, which is basically the same thing.
I want to do paintball one day. Airsoft is just airsoft because it's just BBs and...
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually got my lip busted yesterday.
Yeah.
Because, like, I walk in there first time and it was like, all right, do this, and all of a sudden, like, the bullet, like, ricocheted into my mask and it, like, hit me. And I went, like, I'm bleeding.
Yep.
And I'm like, what do I do, bro? I came back to the start. I'm like, I'm bleeding. He's like, oh, yeah, just go get checked out. Fucking store was closed because they wanted to go to lunch. I'm like, okay, so what are we doing? And I was like, all right, put this on, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, can I go back now? He's like, yeah, go back. Have fun. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
You know,
I just want to make sure it was good. He's like, Barry, you're bleeding. I'm like, yeah, it's a fucking BB. What do you expect, guys?
You got blood on your face, you big disgrace.
Can you rock all over the place?
Yeah.
We will rock you.
Yeah.
Let's see. Wizard of the Coast and Baldur's Gate news. I just put it that way. Like, there's not a lot of topics today, you guys, so this episode was shorter.
Yeah. So Wizard of the Coast is talking with lots of partners about the next Baldur's Gate. I think they will be hard-pressed to find anyone as good as Larian to take up the mantle, I think.
Not only that, but for all the stuff that Wizard of the Coast has done the last couple of years, I don't know.
They've been kind of sketchy the last few years.
I don't know if anyone wants to even deal with that, though. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder if they'll, with the next game, if they'll do it more of like an action RPG style as opposed to the turn-based, you know?
I think everyone likes the turn-based, though, don't they?
Yeah, but I mean, that was Larian's shtick, and you're not going to do it any better than they did, you know? So I feel like they would need to be... They'd need to separate themselves from it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because honestly, I would like it if it was more like Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance, because that's an action RPG based on D&D.
Yeah.
And, you know, I could hang.
You hang with something like that? Dark Alliance?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Make Dark Alliance 3, damn it.
Instead of Baldur's... Oh, that Dark Alliance game that came out, what, 2 years ago? You're like, yeah, let's play this. And so we look more into it, like, this game looks trash. I think you looked into it, like...
Yeah, the Dark Alliance game that came out a few years ago. Because that was set in Icewind Dale with Drizzt and the heroes with them. Wasn't a good game. wasn't a good game.
What's funny is that, like, you found out all the information about it, like, the same day that, like, they announced the trailer. You're like, no.
Nope. I got real excited and then I got real sad. That's what happened.
And all in, like, a few hours.
Yep.
Ay. But no, like, I need to still play Baldur's Gate. Good gosh. I ain't got time for Baldur's Gate right now.
Right.
I mean, technically, I don't have my book yet. I still don't have that yet. But, hey, I could probably play Baldur's Gate.
Yeah.
The moment I started up, my editor gets back. I'm like, it's ready to go.
It's trash.
Damn. It's ready to go. Like, that's how she writes it, like, in her notes at the beginning. I just want to let you know, it's trash. Start over. Good God.
It's all trash.
Could you imagine if someone did that?
If somebody was just like, everything's trash.
Yeah. Black Panther is an open world sandbox.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. And this is the new EA Black Panther game that they're developing currently. But it's on its way. It's still happening. Whenever that happens, I guess.
Whenever it happens.
Yeah, I don't think we have a release date for it right now.
No.
It's scheduled to launch in 2025, if you can call that a schedule.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out. You know, maybe it'll be kind of like a Spider-Man-esque game, but we'll see. I'm just kind of curious because, I don't know, there's the advantage that Spider-Man has is that Spider-Man mostly takes place inside of New York City, Manhattan, right? You know, because a lot of the time, Spider-Man is like a street-level hero, you know? Black Panther, though, is usually kind of globetrotty, you know?
Yeah.
He's in the jungles, or he's in, like, some random city that's causing issues, or hanging out with the Avengers, or doing this, or doing that. You know, I don't know. I don't think you could just, like, build Wakanda and call it a day. You know,
you can't build Wakanda, because there's not going to be trouble in Wakanda. All the Wakanda threats are outside.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess you could tell a different kind of story and have it all set in Wakanda, but... I'm interested to see what the scope of the game will be, you know? Because that's kind of a thing with, you know, you gotta think about with development, right? It's like, you gotta make all that shit, you know? So, as much stuff as you can make once and then use it like 3 or 4 times, that's what you need to do, right?
Yeah.
So.
Man. I forgot that they were even making this game still, though.
Which game?
The Black Panther game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because, like, they announced it, like, years ago. And that's kind of, like, the effect, right? Like, when you announce a game years ago, some people just die off the hype train. It's like, oh, yeah, that's a game. But hopefully this game is good. It should be good. I mean, it's a superhero game.
Right.
Wait, so EA's making a Black Panther game and an Iron Man game?
Yeah.
Why can't we just give all this to Insomniac? I think they would know what to do, right?
I don't know. They're probably just too busy.
They're too busy.
They're too busy making good Spider-Man games.
And Ratchet and Clank.
And Ratchet and Clank.
It's funny, like, they go for a Spider-Man game, and then they go Wolverine's like, we're going to make another Ratchet and Clank now. Like, oh. Okay. We can do that, you know.
Right.
New Vegas is still canon? I'll put that for you.
We know that the show is set in California area, right? A big thing is like the New California Republic and the city of Shady Sands, which is based out of Fallout 4, and that's all Fallout 4, out of Vault 4, rather, from Fallout, I think, 2. So all that stuff was canon, and in New Vegas, like, they make a lot of references to Shady Sands and talk about the New California Republic, and, like, that's a big part of the game, too, because New Vegas is pretty close to California, right? So they get a lot of news and information about that area. But I guess we find out that, because I guess they were kind of cagey on a date, I think, for most of the series. But they do say that the series takes place in 2278. So, like, Shady Sands has, spoiler alert, I guess, minor spoiler alert for the show. Shady Sands got exploded. It got blew the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know? And so everybody's like, well, if Shady Sands is gone, like, what the fuck? Why is this? Because this is all happening in New Vegas. What the fuck? Apparently, this show takes place, like, months after the events of New Vegas.
Oh, after New Vegas.
Yeah, so it's like, New Vegas happened, like, the events of New Vegas happens, and then this show happens like right after it. Or like Shady Sands like blows up like right after it, you know? So they're like, yeah, they said that Vegas, New Vegas is still canon, because Shady Sands got blew up like immediately after New Vegas, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. With that being said, you Fallout fans ain't got nothing to worry about, because Todd Howard has figured out the answers.
He knows all. Well, I mean, Bethesda was, you know, consulted and everything on the show, and a lot of people that were involved with the show really cared about the games and wanted to do right by the games, and you could tell. It comes across in the show.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, it's... It definitely seems it was like it was made by fans, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, then. With that being said, I'm going to play a Fallout game, probably. Finally.
Do it.
And, of course, I just said that, like, we already talked about how Todd Howard's avoiding dates on Fallout 5 and Elder Scrolls 6.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he said he's like, oh, I've gotten, you know, in trouble for, you know, saying dates and missing them before, so we're just, you know, we're not even going to tempt fate here.
Thank you, because Starfield... Gosh, it's supposed to come out like 3 years ago. Yeah, I kept pushing that one back.
And then it was just okay.
Everything's just okay. Maybe it's just you've lost your love for Bethesda games. Nah.
I mean, I still like Fallout 4.
Yeah, I know, right? Fallout 4 is a thing. Fallout 4 is different than Starfield. Because Starfield is just, it was supposed to be Fallout in space.
And it was supposed to be more.
Was it?
Yeah.
How much more was it supposed to be?
Fun.
Fun? It wasn't fun?
It just wasn't, it's boring. You know, it's just not fun.
That's funny, though. Hey. Okay, cool. That works. Let's see. Witcher renewed for season 5.
The 5th and final season of The Witcher has been announced, I guess.
Announced and renewed. I mean, announced. Which is crazy that it could have been more. But, you know, showrunners and writers really don't respect the artwork like that. But then again, they got 5 seasons. What are we talking about?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fine, honestly.
Hell, I didn't even watch season 3. Did you?
I feel like I did. But I don't really remember. Maybe I need to go look again.
I don't know. I don't know, Stone. I don't know. Like I said, this is a shorter episode because there wasn't a lot of big news this week. Did you see any big news?
The biggest thing that I saw that you didn't pull up was the Kingdom Come Deliverance news, and I talked about that, so.
Kingdom Come Deliverance, but, like, that wasn't in any of the freaking feeds anywhere for me. I went through everywhere. IGN, GameSpot, wonder what Kotaku's talking about.
Yeah, I mean, it was, the trailer went up 2 days ago.
Ah, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to talk about it on Monday.
There's articles about it out there. I don't know. Trailer looks really good. I'm excited for it.
Have you started Hades yet?
Hades 2 or Hades?
Yeah, Hades 2.
Mm-mm.
Early access?
No, I haven't done it yet. I'm just going to wait for the game to come out. I'm
You're going
to
wait?
All right.
You're gonna be all right. All right, cool. You said that you were excited for it, so it was for sure.
I'm excited, but I can save myself.
Yeah, me too. Stone, let's get the hell out of here, bro. All
right.
Because you got shit to do, I got shit to do. You need to take a shower.
I got shit to mow.
Watch out for the cat. Just toss him backwards. Yeah. Anyways, recommended games.
I'm going to recommend Kingdom Come Deliverance. Like I said, it's on sale right now on Steam. Go check it out.
Kingdom Come. I am going to go say play Fallout 4.
Yeah. Play Fallout 4 on Thursday.
Yeah. Show of the week?
Fallout.
Fallout? I'm going to say Spy Family. The movie was awesome. The movie was awesome. But that being said, guys, it was a shorter episode because there wasn't much to talk about. But hell, it's always good to be at the podcast. We'll see y'all later. Peace.